Though better known today as a commercial brand, the Rosetta Stone is the artifact that most helped humankind in its understanding of ancient languages. Now, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, a local music group is using the term to describe its exploration of great music written in non-native languages.
Discovered on the Nile Delta in 1799, the Rosetta Stone was an essential key to the modern understanding of ancient Egypt. Since it contained the same text in both ancient Greek and Egyptian hieroglyphics, it enabled scholars to begin creating a lexicon through which ancient Egyptian writings could be understood. Of course, today the term Rosetta Stone has gained a wider vernacular meaning to describe anything that gives fresh clues to new information. Communicating in a non-native language, though, is in no way alien to opera singers, and most are comfortable in many languages, says Temple Voice professor and Lyric Fest co-founder Randy Morazzo.
Singers are drawn to language. They're drawn to the expression in those various languages.
Lyric Fest's latest production features songs set by composers to foreign language texts. Indeed, one song cycle by the American Samuel Barber uses poems by a well-known European poet also writing in a non-native language. Yet, says Lyric Fest co-founder Suzanne Duplantis, it all works out very well.
Rilke is writing poetry not in his native German, but in French. So are the things that are expressed exactly the same? I don't know. They're seen and filtered through this other language, and I think it's very rich.
This will be the final concert in Lyric Fest's 10th season. All performances, says co-founder Laura Ward, were loosely based around the idea of travel.
And doing research for these concerts, I think we all kept coming across these composers who wrote in languages other than their own.
Lyric Fest's concert, The Rosetta Stone, is on Sunday, May 5th at the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.